The Iowa Compromise uses federal Medicaid dollars, but puts some low-income Iowans on a new plan called Health and Wellness and pays for others to get private health insurance. Governor Branstad insisted that some enrollees should pay at least some premiums so they have skin in the game, but the Fed said the poorest individuals should not have to pay. The governor is not thrilled.
No. Well, first of all, we have been having discussions with them, and then it's leaked out through somebody in Washington, D.C. This is not the way we operate in Iowa.
The governor would not immediately say whether he would sign the agreement, which is required by the end of the year, or thousands of low-income Iowans will have no health insurance at all. Democrats in the Iowa legislature applauded the federal government's partial approval of the Iowa plan. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.